And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Bain with Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. This is episode number 111. And you guys keep responding to those Get Out of Debt podcasts. So we're going to talk about six things you can do to get out of debt. That's on today's show. Stay with us.
Welcome to a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me today on Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where it's my goal to make you smarter about the real estate decisions you make. And not only that, but we do talk about personal finance. And there's a lot of you that are responding very favorably to the getting out of debt. And I'm getting a lot of messages about my journey on how I am working on getting out of debt, because let's face it, I am not perfect. I have not been perfect with finances. I have not grown up with a wealthy mindset. And these are things that we can change. And I'm reading the book, Think and Grow Rich, and it talks all about desire and your desire to earn money and to make money. And so we'll be bringing in some of those elements on the podcast as well. But today, I wanted to talk to you about, again, getting to zero on your debt. And there's some proactive things that you can do. Now, we talk about Dave Ramsey in Financial Peace University. And in Financial Peace University, Dave Ramsey talks about his first baby step to getting out of debt is number one, that is having an emergency fund. And we've talked about that. And I think it's important to have a $1,000 emergency fund. I've got one. And it's $1,000 in cash. And the reason for that is because there's a statistic out that says 60% of Americans couldn't cover a $400 emergency debt. And so what you want to make sure is that you are being proactive and you're being smart. And so what you don't want to do as you're on your journey to get financially free from underneath debt is you don't want to accumulate more debt by actually using a credit card or something to pay for something like a car repair or a medical bill or whatever it is that you're doing. So you want to make sure that you're being extremely proactive about that. So what I did is I did a little bit of research, and this comes from credit.com, and it's an article that was posted just probably about a month ago from Elisa Rogers, and she's one of the writers for credit.com, and it talks about getting out of debt. So what she says, to get out of debt, you need a plan and you need to execute that plan. That's why they have created a six simple step get out of debt checklist that can help relieve your financial burden. As you work your plan, however, you'll need to make necessary adjustments. Remember, success is simple, not easy. And so all of these tips that we give you, they're very simple tips. They're not easy to do because you're going to have to make adjustments. Now for me, I'm single. I don't, you know, the only one sacrificing is myself. And so when you are married or you have kids or you're in a relationship, your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, they are going to have to make the sacrifices with you. Remember, if one of you wants to make the sacrifice and get out of debt, but the other one doesn't, there is going to be a spiral effect. And remember, we talked about this earlier, that many relationships end because of some sort of financial disconnect. And so let's see what they have to say. Step number one, make a list. Having everything written out in front of you is really the key to success. Plus, once you've written it all out and it's the right there in black and white, it may seem insurmountable, not as insurmountable as it did before. Remember, gaining clarity. Clarity is power. It's one of the universal laws on the planet. Once you have clarity, whether it's in how much debt you actually have, whether it's in how much how long it's going to take you, clarity is power. So once you're very clear on this, this is going to be huge for you. Now, it goes on to say, make a list of all your debts, name the creditor, interest rate, balance, minimum monthly payment. It goes on to say, list how much you need to pay in order to zero out the cards within 3 years. What is it that you're going to have to pay to zero out the cards within 3 years? I like this having a 3-year goal because it is possible. And remember to include loans not listed on your credit reports, loans to family members or medical bills. Those are things that are not typically listed on your credit reports. Now, under the Dave Ramsey philosophy, what you're going to do is, this is where your snowball effect comes in, and we're going to talk about this again in a second, but you're going to start making on the smallest debt that you have. Now, the way Dave suggests that you do it is you make payments on the smallest debt first, regardless of the interest rate, and then you take that money and you roll it over into the next one. So if your minimum payment is $50 or $28 or whatever, let's say it's $28, bump it up to $50, $55, or $60. Once you're done paying that off, take that $60 and add it to the next debt. Now, meanwhile, you're paying the minimum payments on all your other debts. And then you just keep adding that and adding that and adding that. Now, this is one thing that I encourage you to do. Lower your interest rates. Paying high interest rates on existing debt causes your debt to really mount and makes paying it much more difficult. If it's possible, what they talk about is lowering your interest rates. And I've talked about this before on a podcast, and one of my credit cards, I got it down from 20 to 24%. 4% may not sound like much, but over the life of the debt on the credit card, it is really a big deal. In fact, I was really shocked because I paid off one of my credit cards, like I told you, and when I went to go check my credit score through my credit card, because they have this thing on the app that you can check your credit score, it was surprising to me that I got charged $4.01 interest. And then it dawned on me, because I paid, my payment was due on the 17th and I paid the minimum, but then I decided to take the leap of faith and pay the whole thing off 5 days later. And so I had an interest charge from the 17th to the 24th of the month of $4.01. So they're going to charge you that. So make sure if you're paying off a credit card on the date that your credit card payment is not due, that you are still going to get charged that interest. Just make sure that you pay that interest, so then that doesn't accumulate and then you get late fees and all that stuff, because it would be really silly to do that. But call your credit card companies and see if you can get lower interest rates on your credit card. I'll tell you right now, Bank of America would not do it for me. Capital One did do it for me in a heartbeat. Consider a consolidation loan or balance transfers to pay off high rate credit cards at a lower interest rates. I'm kind of ambivalent about this. I know Dave Ramsey would say don't. Because it's just too tempting to have all those open lines of credit. I don't know that that's probably the best thing to do. I wouldn't do it. This is coming from credit.com, and this is their advice. If you do have a car loan, find out if you can refinance that into a lower rate interest loan. So if you are paying anywhere, you know, some people are paying 20% and I get that, but can you get it down to 8? Can you go from 8 down to 1.25? I know San Diego County Credit Union does offer refinances on cards. So check those things out to see if you can actually do that, because then that can save you money. And then the extra money you were spending on that that car loan, you can take that and roll that over into more debt. Get your number. Once you know all your total payoff, have a real conversation with yourself and complete towards your goal. It goes on to say, total the 3-year payoff minimum amount for all your credit cards. Now this is credit cards, back taxes, whatever you have. Add the monthly payments to all other debts and write down the result of your total monthly payment. And so what you want to do is, again, this is where the snowball effect comes in. This is what I think is truly the best thing that you can do, is use that debt snowball and just accumulate it and accumulate and accumulate it. I was reading on Dave Ramsey's blog that there was a college student who paid off $132,000 in student loans in like 5 years. And so this is doable. Remember, success leaves clues. So look towards the people that have done it before you. They may be in more debt than you. They may be in less debt than you. Now, I'm sure that if you're about $40,000 in debt, that guy that paid off $132,000 would much rather have taken on your burden. And so what you're going to have to do is, remember, you're going to have to sacrifice. Plan your strategy. Here's the other tip. There are plenty of ways to attack the problem, and you'll need to approach this by using a variety of tools and methods. So plan carefully. Determine if you can afford to pay the total monthly payment until your debt is paid off. This may mean that you're going to have to go get a side job or do something else in order to pay down this debt. What is it that you are willing to do to make this happen? If that's not doable, contact the credit counseling agency and a bankruptcy attorney for advice. Remember though, bankruptcy has a huge effect on your credit. And if you're able to work out a payment plan with all the creditors, it can be avoided. In many cases, I know that I have done this in the past, that if you call a credit card company and say, hey, I'm on the verge of filing BK, What can we do? I don't really want to do that. Will you work something out? Trust me, a credit card company would rather take 50% than nothing. I negotiated a credit card payment down from $5,000 to $584. So it can be done. If it's doable, decide which debts to pay off first, highest interest rate or lowest balance. Remember, Dave Ramsey's method, snowball effect, you pay the lowest balance first. And then what you're going to do, set everything up on auto pay. Make sure that the minimums are covered. Pay as much as you possibly can towards the debt until it is paid off, or choose a new target debt and pay that towards the next one. Again, snowball effect. Take it and just roll with it and keep getting that snowball bigger. Remember, if you grew up in the Midwest like I did, where it snowed a lot, a snowball can turn into a snowman very quickly. And Dave talks about gazelle-like intensity. And so that's what you want to get this to happen. Monitor and adjust. Once your plan is set, don't get too comfortable. You'll need to track your behavior closely to make sure that you're making progress, and you'll want to make adjustments when necessary. But stick with the plan. If you do get a new job, take the money that you're earning in the new job and attack your debt and get it paid off even much faster. We've also talked about this, and this is wildly important, the emergency fund. Remember, I think it really depends on how much you earn. So if you're earning, in San Diego, the median income you need, or the average income you need in order to own the median price home, is $132,000. So obviously, if you're making $25,000 a year, you're not going to be able to do that. Set your target goal of $500 if you're making less than $25,000 as your emergency fund, because chances are you don't have the level of debt that most people have. If you're not making as much money, it's so weird. The more money you make, the more debt people accumulate, and it's just stupid. Why do we do that? Anyway, what you want to do is get that emergency fund, whether it's $500 or $1,000. My advice would say, and Dave would say this too, and I believe his is $20,000. I would say $25,000. If you make less than $25,000 a year, set a goal to have a $500 emergency fund and make that so you just break that glass when you absolutely must have it. This is not something that you're just going to go buy because there's a good sale, right? You're not doing that. So that's your emergency fund. So those are the six steps that credit.com says are good ways to get out of debt. If you have any questions about getting out of debt or my journey on getting out of debt, please reach out to me at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. I hope you guys are having a beautiful start to your week. It finally feels like fall in San Diego. We're going to get some cooler temperatures today. It's not going to get over 71. I think we can all put our air conditioners away. Thanks so much, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.